We continue our learning. We are in Moed Katan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Hakover es meso shlosha yomim kodim l'regel. Mishnah here says if a close relative died and was buried, a person is now in Avelus, and this was done 3 days before the regel. A person was able to observe the restrictions of Avelus for 3 days. This happens not to be the halacha, but the Mishnah here says, if you observe 3 days of mourning prior to any one of the regalim, but lahemenu gzera shiva. Once you've observed those 3 days, so now the laws of shiva really have been annulled, have been abolished. So we consider as if you've sat a whole week, even though it's only been 3 days. This is based on the fact that the Gemara assumes on Chav Zayman and Beis, shlosha lebechi, the first three days, are for crying or for weeping, the mourning is more intense on the first 3 days. The halachos about that as well. In fact, let's say to the example of she'elah shalom, of greeting the mourner. So that's true. We don't greet the avil throughout Shiva and beyond, and possibly during the year as well. But during the first 3 days, even Avil himself cannot acknowledge a greeting. Someone says, greets him, says hello, or shalom aleichem, so he's supposed to inform the person that I'm an Avil, and I can't really respond. But after that, after the first 3 days, so he can acknowledge the greeting. The Gemara says, and afchaf alafim edbeis. So that's because the first 3 days, shlosha lebechi, the Yushalmi assumes this is related to the fact that the neshama is still hovering over the body, and after 3 days, begins not to recognize the body anymore, and therefore then it ascends to its resting place. So those days are very difficult, the first 3 days. Not only that, let's say an avil is poor. So during the rest of Shiva, from the fourth day on, he can work bitzina secretly, discreetly in his home. But during the first 3 days, he's not permitted to do any malacha at all. So the idea of the first 3 days we could understand. So therefore, Hakover es meso shlosha yom come to the regel, and then the regel comes. So then the rest of Shiva has been annulled. Shmona, let's say a person observed 8 days. So then you had the first week, you had a whole Shiva, and then 1 day of shloshim. So then butla heimenu gzera shloshim. That means since he observed 1 day of shloshim before the chag, the rest of the period is basically abolished, and he doesn't have to observe any of the shloshim after the chag. Now, we hold that you don't even need 8 days. Even if you completed the 7 days of Shiva, the shloshim will be before the chag. The shloshim will be annulled. That's because the last day of Shiva is considered the first day of shloshim, based on the principle, mikshas hayom kukulo. We know we do this when it comes to Shiva. People only sit the seventh day in the morning, and after that, then another is able then to take a shower, change clothing. So because of that, we can consider, since that part of the day, pars mixas hayom is kikulo, so then we can consider the rest of the seventh day as the beginning, as the first day of shloshim. Because of that, shloshim then can be annulled, and after shloshim, of course, then another is able to cut his hair, launder, depending on certain halachos, but assuming that after shloshim, certainly shave, launder clothing is allowed. And that would be allowed in honor of the chag. So once again, if it's 3 days kodim leregel, but lahemenu gzera shiva, and shmona, and according to us only shiva, but lahemenu gzera shloshim, mipnei shamru, and this is because the chachamim have said, and we say the chachamim, we bring the chachamim in here, because avelus is only midrabon, and so they have the power to tell us when halacha, the restrictions will apply, and when they will be relaxed. What did the chachamim say? Shabbos ola ve'ena mafsekas. When it comes to Shabbos, so Shabbos is included in one of the days of shiva, but it does not cancel Shiva. Regalim, on the other hand, mafsikin vein and olim. They will interrupt the chag. They will interrupt the Shiva, rather, but vein and olim, they will not count. So let's take Shabbos as an example. We know that Shabbos, some of the halachos of Avelus do apply on Shabbos. Shabbos is considered one of the 7 days. Devarim Shebitzina apply, Devarim Shebefarhesia do not. So public displays of Avelus do not apply. You don't sit on a low chair, you don't wear the leather shoes, you don't wear, you're allowed to wear leather shoes, rather. And but let's say Tashmish HaMita or Talmud Torah, those are things Shabbatzina, so those restrictions do apply in Shabbos, and Shabbos is included. There is no contradiction between Shabbos and Shiva, because Shabbos is only mitzvah of Oneg, a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah from Yeshayo of Oneg. There's no mitzvah of Simcha, and therefore Simcha is incompatible with Avelos, and therefore the Chag will cancel it. But when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is only a din of Oneg, and it is compatible with Avelos. Not only that, just the idea that Shabbos comes every 7 days, Shiva obviously has to include a Shabbos. So there's no choice but to assume that Shabbos is included in the days of Shiva, not true when it comes to a Chag. Chag does not necessarily come every time someone is sitting Shiva. And that's when the Mishnah concludes with Regalim Afsikim, the laws of Shiva are annulled by the onset of a Chag, if it falls after part of the Shiva has been observed. But the Enam Olim, as we said, they're not included. Burial takes place less than 2 days before the Chag, according to our Mishnah, or let's say during the Chag, according to the Halacha, right? We hold that just a few minutes of Shiva would be sufficient. So then, of course, the Shiva has to be completed after the Chag. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Atzeres Kashabos. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shavuos had to now then earn the status of Shabbos. What does that mean? So Rabbi Ezra holds that all the Chagim should have the same status as Shabbos, in the sense that they should become part of the Shiva. And we what do? And we relax Avelos a little bit. But that's what should be true of all the Chagim. The only thing is, we can't do that of a Pesach and Shavuos, because they're at least a week long. So let's say a burial took place right before a Chag, before Pesach or Sukkot, let's say, or let's say on the Chag itself, you wouldn't be able to have any expression of Avelos at all. So therefore, the Chachamim had no choice that those Chagim would not be able to be counted as part of the Shiva, even though really theoretically should be. So if no part of Shiva was observed before the Chag, you're going to have the full 7 days after the Chag. And that's true when it comes to, as we said, Pesach and Sukkot. And since the seven-day Chag is not part of Avelos, so obviously we have to consider the Chag as an interruption. But when we had a Beis HaMikdash, so Shavuos was even though it's really only 1 day, it was really considered like a week long, because the Korban, the Chagiga, could be brought for the full 7 days. We haven't had according to certain some shuls, there's no recitation of Tachanun for the 6 days after Shavuos for that reason, because you could bring, if you didn't bring the Shalmei Olas Re'il, the Shama Chagiga, the special carbonists that are brought on a Chag, if you didn't bring them on the first day, so if it's Pesach and Sukkot, you have the rest of the Chag. That would be true when it comes to Shavuos, even though there's Tashlumin, you can make it up, even though it's not really a Chag anymore. So during that time, since you could bring that carbon of the Chag for a full 7 days, and therefore there was Simcha during that time, so it was considered like a week long as well. But when the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore would be no different than Pesach and Sukkot, and we wouldn't be able to have, it would not be considered like Shabbos at all. But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shavuos now is like, it's a short Chag, and therefore for the purposes of Shiva, it should be treated no different than Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer too, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, of course they're going to be like Shabbos, because they're always short. They're never 7 days, and there's nothing that we celebrate for 7 days. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Obviously, we don't follow his opinion. But it's important to know that that's the first Tana in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim Karagolim. He says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are treated like all the Chagim. Not only is Shavuos considered like Pesach and Sukkot, and that's true even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like that. They're all called Moadei Hashem, as we have in Parshas Emor, and therefore they all will interrupt Shiva, and that's our practice today, to follow Rav Gamliel's opinion. The Chachamim say not like Rabbi Eliezer, and not like Rav Gamliel, Ella, a split psak, atzeres karagolim. Atzeres Shavuos, even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, has the status of a regolim and it interrupts the Shiva. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim k'Shabbos. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered like Shabbos, and they will be included as part of Shiva and will not interrupt Shiva. Of course, as we said, we follow the opinion of Rav Gamliel that all the regolim, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, will interrupt Shiva and will not be treated like Shabbos.